It's 8:45 on Morning Edition, live and local. I'm Mike Hogan. Great to have you with us for this interview. With me today, Shane Ellison. He is the legal director and deputy executive director of the Immigrant Legal Center. 7 years with the organization, and he's with us here today. We want to talk about DACA, TPS, and how that impacts us locally here. Great to have you here, Shane. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
TPS, we've been hearing about this in the news for quite some time. Can you explain briefly what these protections are? It's a temporary protection for a host of different immigrants from various countries. But right now, the biggest focus has been on the Salvadorians. Why is that?
Well, El Salvador was the most recent of several countries to have its TPS designation terminated. The Department of Homeland Security announced on January 8th that El Salvador was going to be taken off the list of TPS designated countries with a sunset termination date of September 9th, 2019. And this decision affects nearly 200,000 people. And so there's a lot of folks across the United States affected by that decision.
Certainly. And so with your work as legal director and deputy executive director of the Immigrant Legal Center, which up until recently, actually up until last week, was JFON.
That's right.
Justice for Our Neighbors, Nebraska, was what the organization was called. What has that done to the work that you have to do, the inquiries you're getting? What kind of feel are you getting from the state of Nebraska as far as the impact of the rescission of TPS?
Absolutely. You know, there was already a great demand for pro bono immigration legal services in Nebraska even prior to this TPS decision. We estimate there are about 55,000 undocumented immigrants within the state of Nebraska who need legal assistance, and we see that as our core mission to provide those legal services for folks who are eligible for some form of relief. But in addition to folks who didn't have status, ending temporary protected status for El Salvador, as well as Haiti, Nicaragua, Sudan, these decisions just increase that need for legal services. So what we're seeing is a real increase also in fear in the community, folks uncertain about the future and what it may hold.
Is there any recourse for these folks regarding TPS? What can you do to allay their fears?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, basically, when we talk about whether or not there's any kind of recourse for folks with TPS or other forms of immigration status, it's a very detailed case-specific analysis, right? So it depends on the facts of each individual case. But for individuals who are affected by these decisions, if they want to learn more about resources that are available to them, we would definitely encourage them to get in contact with the Immigrant Legal Center to see what options they may have. I do have a hotline number I can share as
well.
Please do. That's 855-307-6730.
One more time.
That's 855-307-6730. And that's the number to the Nebraska Immigration Legal Assistance Hotline. It's an intake line that we use, but we also use it with a number of our collaborative partners who also provide immigration legal services.
Very good. Now, you and I talked off mic. You and I could talk about this for another 30 minutes easily. There's a lot to cover. And unfortunately, we don't have that kind of time. We also wanted to talk about DACA. Children that were brought here illegally, not through their own volition, and now they find themselves in kind of a pickle here. Can you quickly define the pickle and what folks may or may not be able to do? And what are some of the key deadlines we have?
Yeah, absolutely. So, DACA stands for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program. And it was a program created by the previous administration to protect young people who, as you said, were without status but came as children. And so for people who qualified for that DACA program, and there were nearly 800,000 nationwide, about 3,400 Nebraskans applied and were granted in the program. And so a lot of young people use this program to get access to work authorization. But with the changing administrations, in the fall of last year, September, the Trump administration announced that the DACA program was going to be ended. And so there was a brief window of opportunity about a month after that decision was announced where young people could apply to renew their DACA for one last time. The big news recently is that just last week, a district court in Northern California enjoined President Trump's rescission of the DACA program, sort of reopening that window of opportunity for young people to apply for DACA relief. How big of a window it is remains to be seen.
Well, and because of time, let me ask you about this. Folks that either fear or know that they've got issues with this, is it better to actually reach out to an organization like yours? It's not as though you report to the government. I mean, people can get anonymous help, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. The Immigrant Legal Center, we're a group of attorneys. We're going to provide legal services, and all the information that we receive is kept confidential.
If they wanted more information, how would they contact you or find that information?
So we're actually scheduling an event. On February 2nd, the Immigrant Legal Center will be hosting a free clinic. And so we are encouraging folks to give us a call to learn more about
that. What would that number be?
That's 402-898-1349.
Thank you very much, Shane Ellison. So much more to talk about. Morning Edition continues right now.